Yes, Ofsted is saying that religion is being used to actively pervert young minds. Ofsted, the official regulator here in Britain of schools, education establishments, has written a report in which it says that the belief of religious schools is being used to pervert young minds. They say that some schools are choosing to indoctrinate impressionable minds under the guise of religious belief. And that's according to the head of Ofsted, who is Amanda Spielman. She says Ofsted inspectors who go into schools to look at the teaching of religion, she says they're increasingly coming across those who want to actively pervert the purpose of education. The chief schools inspector used a speech to the Church of England at their education conference to warn schools that they should not assume that, and here's the quote, most conservative voices of a particular faith speak for everyone. And Ofsted insists that faith schools are good at promoting tolerance sometimes, but, says Spielman, the difference between respect for others and privileging all belief above criticism is not often taught. And so the claim is that the minds of some children are being narrowed by this religious instruction. Here's the quote. Under the pretext of religious belief, they use education institutions, legal and illegal, to narrow young people's horizons, to isolate and segregate, and in the worst cases, to indoctrinate impressionable minds with extremist ideology. She goes on to say, and this is a little bit troubling, freedom of belief in the private sphere is paramount, but in our schools, it is our responsibility to tackle those who actively undermine fundamental British values or equalities law. Now, the issue here changes. Your whole perspective on what Ofsted are saying changes, depending on whether you think they're talking about, let's say, pick two religions, Christianity or Islam. Which is she really referring to? Well, of course, ostensibly she's speaking about all religions. But recently there was a school which banned the wearing of the burqa for young girls. And although the decision of the school was reversed, Ofsted supported the original decision. They supported banning the burqa in schools where children, young girls, are forced to wear them. And so they're taking a stance against Islam. But of course, this stance also affects Christianity. What if Christians are taught, what if children are taught in a Christian school that Christianity is the only way, it's the only true religion? Is that bigoted? What if they talk about a way of life that God wants you to live being different from that espoused in other areas and in other popular lifestyles? Popular, that is, in the media, not really in society as a whole. For example, homosexuality, a transgender lifestyle, or, I suppose, more popular, heterosexual couples living together but not getting married, and men then leaving the woman to look after the children. I mean, that's gained in popularity. Now, all those lifestyle choices will be taught as being wrong in Christian schools. But I don't see that as being bigoted. It's particularly if you send your child to a Christian school, you're expecting them to be taught that. You can teach them other points of view, but you need to teach them that if you believe it. And that's my issue. That's my point. That's the thing that I want you to take home here and comment on. Comment on this. It's not the case simply that freedom of religion is good and the exclusive claims of religion is bad. No, what you really need is to decide which is the true religion and teach that. For example, there's a good way to cross the road. There's an unsafe way, running across without looking. There's a safe way, which is looking right, then left, then right again. In Britain, reverse the directions if you're in a country where cars drive on the other side. But you get my meaning. You would teach that to children, and if someone wanted to teach something else, you'll say, no, you're wrong. And I believe, and Christians generally believe, that the truth about Jesus Christ is a matter of life and death. So the question of what you teach in schools is not that all religions shouldn't be taught. Of course they should all be taught. But Christianity is the only true one. Let me know what you think. Give me a comment. You agree? You disagree? Or anything in between?
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.